You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 911, hour number 3. My name is Max, and the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information and links to the music you're hearing. Well, this week I developed a theme of war and devastation. Amy DeNio sent me her new release called The Big Embrace, and it has a song on it called Boat People, and it set me to remembering the boat people of Vietnam when they showed up in my childhood after the Vietnam War, and many arrived in Boston as refugees. And there were also another set of immigrants from had been known as Indochina, from Cambodia. These refugees had a devastated and ghostly appearance that I'd never witnessed on a human being, and I had to wonder what they had been through. Wouldn't be a few years before I learned the horror of Pol Pot's regime. So another piece that we have on this set is Genevieve Robertson and Jay Ellerbeck, artists from Vancouver, who went to Cambodia and wrote of their experience in what were known as the killing fields. Then there's not exactly a war song, but an environmental destruction song, which was written on kind of a lark by another duo, by LaDonna Smith and Davey Williams, called Green Song. This is just music for vocals and guitar and a cheap synthesizer. And we'll then hear from Dennis Bathory Kitts. And he had a couple of pieces I was interested in for this set. One of them had a rapid machine gun fire sound over a Mozart string quartet. It was called Quartz of Madness. But the composer requested I not use that piece because he didn't have clearance for the Mozart. So I selected another one coming from Dennis Bathory Kitts of Vermont, called Bales, Barrels, and Cones, Antebellum versus Antibellum. And in this piece, he uses one of the fireworks displays he put on for his software company in the 80s. He was a pyrotechnician, among many other things back then. And this is for electronic playback, and which has fireworks and percussion samples. The fireworks recorded in Roxbury, Vermont, 1986. And then we will hear from Noah Kraszewski, and we'll hear an excerpt from his piece called Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI. One might remember the Star Wars, so-called Star Wars program from the 80s, and the spectacular failure that it was. And we'll end with a theme of an atomic bomb called Big Bang 3 by Marcel Duchesne from her CD called Petty Big Bangs, which was created for an installation by the artist George Dyens, the Big Bang installation in Montreal. We start with Amy DeNio. This is a piece, a song called Boat People from The Last Embrace, her latest release from her own label, Spoot Music. Amy DeNio on all instruments, guitar, bass, glockenspiel, and other percussion.
Settled the unsettled. living hell. Boat people had hoped people would never repeat the feat, that history would delete, that history would delete,
the strife
would delete,
the knife
would delete,
the strife
would delete,
the knife,
the dimming of life. Power frowning, the sunken boats, the drowning, the cold shoulder of superpower frowning, 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 simply super.
Boat people from Vietnam are mobilizing again. They hope to help their desperate floating brethren. Brethren, 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 brethren.
Fish and pig guts here. Exhaust fills my throat as I rattle along on the back of a motorbike. Monkeys swing as fast as we're driving from balcony to balcony.
I want to get there.
I want to see the killing fields. I want proof. I want remnants. I want image. Most people don't have parents. Many people don't have legs.
I want to know. I want to know why. I want to know what happened.
Curiosity. Anticipation.
The bike stops. Children swarm. They clasp at my arms with wanting fingers. I pull out a pen. They grab and pounce, fighting and pulling each other violently out of the way. They sell their mournful eyes and raggedy clothes to tourists who can carry home a Cambodian child in their camera.
Conscious. I am huge here and self-aware, strained of the way I walk, the skin on my belly, the careless smile on my face. There's something wrong with paying to see this haunted, heavy place.
There was.
There was. bones, butterflies, white butterflies flicker over white bones, green grass. An old woman is piling bones underneath dead trees. Rib cages stick up through the earth. A femur erupts. A hip bone pokes out softly. Scatter in wind. I walk over unexcavated mounds, knowing I am above heads, scraps of clothing, fingernails, jawbones, eye sockets, broken babies, broken teeth, broken souls, tangled hair. Clean and bright. The woman who owned it,
who was she? Who wore that shirt? I'm in Phnom Penh at the prison camp where the Khmer Rouge held people before taking them to the killing fields. Here there are hundreds of black and white photos of Cambodian faces in fear, in anger, this giving up, intense
hard
look,
grief.
Mothers, skinny
hard
arms,
eyes,
swollen eyes,
bruised
cracked
cheeks,
lips,
broken
bound
lips,
hands, faces,
cropped hands,
faces, eyes of nothing,
eyes,
faces
arms.
Of holes and terror. There's a picture of a girl.
She is small.
She is small.
She is bruised.
She is bruised. She has intelligent
she has
eyes.
Intelligent eyes.
She is defiant.
She is defiant.
She is wearing a lace.
She is wearing a lace shirt.
I know it is pink.
I know it's pink.
I know it's pink.
I know it's pink.
There was a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
entity a religious experience.
Whatever its motivation, the Manhattan Project ultimately was a success. On July 16, 1945, the first atomic bomb, codenamed Trinity, was exploded at Alamogordo, New Mexico, a desolate stretch of desert 200 miles south of Los Alamos.
This is 11 seconds on Einstein. I'm collecting statements now about anarchy. And one of them comes from Einstein, but I can't remember which one it is. This is 24 seconds on Ronald Reagan. I don't vote. And people once told me years ago that I should vote because the alternative was so awful that it would be important to have a good president. I always hope we can get one as bad as Ronald Reagan again. That's not very good. Let's do it again. I think that it would be better for getting rid of government to have a bad president rather than a seemingly good one. And that after Ronald Reagan, if we don't get rid of the presidency, that we should have a worse president in order that we eventually will get rid of it. This is 24 seconds on death. My favorite story about death is the one that finally leads to Suzuki's saying that between death and life there is in Zen little difference.
You're listening to Martian Gardens episode 911. That was John Cage. A few questions from his piece called 19 Questions, which just had him sitting outdoors with an interviewer and a stopwatch. And we started this war and destruction theme with Amy Denio, Boat People, from The Big Embrace on Spoot Music, just released. Then from Vancouver artist Genevieve Robertson and Jason Ellerbeck, we heard Killing Fields. From Deep Wireless 3, Radio Arts compilation from New Adventures in Sound Art, released in 2006. Then from LaDonna Smith and Davey Williams, we heard Green Song from the Ariel No. 2, the Spring 1990 edition on the now defunct label Non Sequitur. From Dennis Bathory Kitts, we heard an MP3 of his composition, Bales, Barrels, and Cones, Antebellum and Antibellum, and that was electronic playback with Fireworks, arranged and detonated by Dennis Bathory Kitts in Roxbury, Vermont in 1986, and various percussion samples. From Noah Krzyzewski, we heard Strategic Defense Initiative. That was an excerpt from a 10-minute piece. We heard a little under 5 minutes of it. That was from the tape music of Noah Krzyzewski, 1971 through 1992, released on EM Records in 04, a tape collage created in 1986 by Noah Krzyzewski. Then from the French-Canadian artist Marcel Duchesne, we heard Big Bang 3 and a short excerpt from Lux, another piece on her CD Petty Big Bangs on atomic bomb themes. And that was electroacoustic music created by Marcel Duchesne at Bruy Blanc Studio in Montreal in 1992 for a George Dayan's Big Bang installation presented in Montreal. And from there, we heard the Zen anarchist sentiments of John Cage, mentioning three figures important in the story of the atomic bomb and the Cold War. One is 11 seconds on Einstein, another is 24 seconds on Ronald Reagan, and the third figure is death, 24 seconds on death. That was a Mode Records release, actually a DVD, John Cage from Zero on Mode Records. We'll hear electroacoustic music to end the hour. First, a piece from Pierre-Yves Artaud, performing Drake Mabry's piece for amplified C flute called 5488, named after the date it was completed. Then from another French-Canadian artist, Monique Jean, we'll hear a piece called Low Memory Number 2, featuring Claire Marchand on flutes on Empreintes Digitales label once again. First, from Numa Records, we'll hear Pierre-Yves Artaud. This is called 5488, a composition by Drake Mabry for amplified C flute. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 911. For more information, visit martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.